Jake, a 4-0 victory tonight against Withenshaw. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most pleasing thing is the team performance. Me and Steve always like to give them a bit of a goal and objective for each game, you know, because the obvious one is 3 points every week. But today we said to them, you know, let's get back up to our standards. We weren't too pleasing some areas from our first game at Runcorn on Sunday, but the girls worked the socks off, they worked for each other. They just didn't let up. They're in the faces for a minute go out of possession. The second half they started to really take some pride and take care of the ball, and you know, we opened them up and we scored the three goals in the second half. So yeah, great victory and another 3 points.
Definitely, four changes to the starting 11 tonight. I guess that's down to a bit of squad rotation and unavailability.
Yeah, we've got a couple of players unavailable. We knew kind of these midweek games with kind of work commitments and things like that. But again, you know, some of the changes were rotation. We had a game on Sunday, a game tonight. We've got a game up this Sunday coming. So it's a lot of work in the legs, and it's the reason why we've got, you know, a 23-man squad. So, you know, if we can't trust all 23, then they won't be here. And, you know, it's good to use them. Good to keep fresh legs. And they've gone and done the job that we've asked.
Obviously, four amazing goals tonight. Emily picking up two, Moz and Mackie picking up the others. I think you probably look at that as probably none of the goals have been scored from any less than about 20 yards tonight.
Yeah, we had a joke at the side, because I think last year, you know, we were afraid to shoot from outside the box. Now, don't get me wrong, I know a lot of goals are scored inside the box. And the way we play in terms of down the flanks, but yeah, every single one of them has caught hold of the ball, but it's confidence as well. You know, the girls are confident to get hold of the ball, get out the feet and try and test the keepers, and then, you know, we've got the likes of Sian, the likes of Rach, the likes of Kira following it up, which, you know, on Sunday that happened. We had a shot from outside the box and it was Jazz that was following it in and got the rebound, and it's key to do. But yeah, I'm sure they'll be arguing over whose was the best strike, so I won't be answering that question.
Sure?
Yeah.
We'll keep that one for them to decide. Looking ahead to Sunday, Chester back here at Unsworth. What do you know of them and what are your thoughts out of that one?
Again, not too much. You know, obviously you can look at league tables of last year. We know some of the faces when we've seen kind of the team on Twitter and things like that. We played them last year in the pre-season and we know that they're a good football inside. You know, they didn't finish second in this league last season for no reason. You know, it's a tough test early on in the season, but we do take pride in teams coming here. You know, it's our home ground at the end of the day. So teams will come here and we've got to make sure when they get it, it's a tough test for them. And we'll make sure we do that, and we'll prepare how we've prepared for the last two games.
And in terms of personnel, how are you looking?
Again, there's a couple of players unavailable. Unfortunately, it's fell on Leeds Festival weekend, which I won't go into. So we've got a handful of players there, but and still some players away. But you know, it's like you just said, we've got a squad for a reason. You know, we've got to use it. But it's the reason they're in the squad, is to play football.